This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allah أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، My dear brothers and sisters, today is the 15th of Ramadan. Half of the month has gone by. And it's true what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about this month. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَةً. They are simply a number of days. And so it seems as if it was only yesterday that we were welcoming this month. And yet today, we have already passed half of it. And so the countdown begins. It was only a few days ago that we were looking forward to this month. But now, we're already counting down its days. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, at halftime, we need to do a reality check. And we need to ask ourselves where we stand, as half of the month has gone by. We need to ask ourselves, how much of this month have we utilized in the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We need to ask ourselves where we stand. And so, if we were lagging behind, then now is the time to pick up. And if we were doing good, then now is not the time to stop, but rather it is the time to increase in good. And so, although the days are decreasing, we need to increase our effort and our ibadah and our good deeds. And so ask yourself where you stand with regards to your fasting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that fasting is supposed to achieve something, and that is the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Has your taqwa increased as the days have been going by? Ask yourself, where do you stand with regards to the wajibat? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an obligation upon each and every single one of us. Where do you stand with regards to your 5 daily salawat? There are those, unfortunately, who fast the month of Ramadan, but they don't pray. And so before anything else, the first thing we need to be asking ourselves is about what Allah has made compulsory and obligatory upon us. There is nothing that we get closer to Allah through than what He has made obligatory upon us. ما تقرب إلي عبد إلا مما افترضته عليه. And then after the wajibat, ask yourself where you stand with regards to the nawafil. And so if you find yourself praying Salat al-Taraweeh, but you're not perfecting your 5 daily salawat, then there's a problem. And so we need to prioritize what is obligatory. Then after that, moving on to what is not obligatory. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, as we count down the days of Ramadan, by the time the month is over, there will only be one of two people. We will be in two categories. One are the winners, and the other are the losers. There is no third. And so, yes, this month is a competition, and we should treat it like that. وَسَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Compete with one another. Allah commands us to compete with one another. For what? For the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have we been doing that? Have we been looking at those who are better than us in terms of our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or have we been comparing ourselves with the people of the dunya? and where have I reached in terms of my status in the dunya? What are we competing for in this dunya? Are we competing for wealth? Are we competing for a status in this dunya? Or are we competing for the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Not only the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but as Allah says, compete for Jannah. Jannah, whose width is like that of the heavens and the earth combined. This is what we should be competing for, my dear brothers and sisters, in this month of Ramadan, in this month of competition. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the end of the month of Ramadan to be better than its beginning. And this is not only with regards to the month of Ramadan, but we notice that all virtuous times, all those times that Allah has made virtuous, He has made the last part of it to be better than the first part. And so, Yawmul Jum'ah is a virtuous day, and the last hour of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua of those who call upon Him. Likewise, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah are virtuous days, but it is towards the end, Yawm Arafah, the 9th, and the 10th, Yawm An-Nahr. These are the best of those days. And on Yawm Al-Arafah, on the day of Arafah, it is the last hours that are more virtuous. Likewise, the month of Ramadan is virtuous. And the last 10 nights in this month are the best nights of the year. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the reason for this is because our souls tend to weaken and our souls start to lose steam towards the end. We're full of energy in the beginning, and then we start to lose steam and we start to slack off. And so that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made the ending more virtuous, so that our determination and our himma remains high and our energy gets a boost towards the end, because that is a time that we need the boost. And so those who are lagging behind in the beginning of Ramadan will start to pick up towards the end. They are better than those who were doing well in the beginning but start to slow down towards the end. And this is true across the board, in any competition, in any game. Who are the winners? Those who put more energy into what remains in the end. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innamal a'malu bil khawatim," that the result of our deeds depend on their ending. What matters is how we finish off, not how we start. And that's why a person who may have sinned throughout his life becomes at the end of his life with a sincere tawbah, like those who accept Islam at the end of their lives. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there's only an arm's length an arm span left between them and the hellfire. But because of what Allah decreed for them to accept Islam, at the very end of their lives, they will end up being from the inhabitants of Jannah. And so what matters is the end, not the beginning. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, half of the month remains. Now is the time to put in more effort. And so if you are lagging behind, now is the time to catch up. And if you are doing well from the beginning, then now is not the time to take a rest, but rather the time to put in more effort. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بعثه الله رحمة للعالمين بشيرا ونذيرا بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فجزاه الله خير ما جزى نبيا من أنبيائه صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحابته ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فاتقوا الله عباد الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم وأطيعوا الله ورسوله إن كنتم مؤمنين. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described by Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma. Ibn Abbas says, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أجود الناس وكان أجود ما يكون في رمضان حين يلقاه جبريل فكان أجود بالخير من الريح المرسلة. Ibn Abbas, he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of people, and he was even more generous when Jibreel used to come to him in the month of Ramadan. And so he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the month of Ramadan, when Jibreel would come to him, he was more generous in giving than the blowing wind. Than the blowing wind. Meaning that he was quicker at giving in the month of Ramadan than the wind when it blows. And as Ibn Hajar, he says, why did he specifically mention the blowing wind? He says, because the blowing wind, it is continuous. It blows. And whatever it comes across, it benefits. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was more generous than that. And so why is the month of Ramadan special when it comes to giving and being generous? There are many reasons. But among these reasons is that firstly, the month of Ramadan is a virtuous time. And it is in virtuous times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala multiplies our good deeds. And so although sadaqah at any time is multiplied greatly, as Allah says, up to 700 times, it is even more greater and multiplied even more in the month of Ramadan. Secondly, the month of Ramadan is a month in which people are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People are fasting. People are praying. And so since the month of Ramadan is the month of worship, whoever helps a person who is worshipping Allah in his worship, then he receives the reward of the one who is worshipping Allah. And so as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ فَطَّرَ صَائِمًا كَانَ لَهُ مِثْلَ أَجْرِ الصَّائِمِ غَيْرَ أَنَّهُ لَا يَنْقُصُ مِنْ أَجْرِ الصَّائِمِ شَيْءٍ. That whoever feeds the person who is fasting, meaning he helps him to break his fast, he gives him some dates, he gives him a meal to break his fast with, he will have the same reward as the one who is fasting. And the reward of the one who is fasting will not decrease in any way. Likewise, no matter what it is, no matter which good deed it is, if you help someone to do it, then you will get the reward of the one who is doing it. Thirdly, those who fast and those who give in sadaqah and those who pray at night and those who speak only good, for them is a special reward. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ غُرَفًا يُرَى ظُهُورُهَا مِنْ بُطُونِهَا وَبُطُونِهَا مِنْ ظُهُورِهَا. That in Jannah are chambers. These chambers, they can be seen from the outside. What is inside, they can be seen from the outside. And what is on the outside can be seen from the inside. So they asked, Ya Rasulullah, liman hiya? Who are these chambers for? And so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِمَنْ طَيَّبَ الْكَلَامِ وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامِ وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these chambers in Jannah are for those who speak good words, and for those who feed people, and for those who regularly fast, and for those who pray at night when everyone else is asleep. This hadith was graded as Hasan by the scholars of hadith. And so all of these four qualities are present now in the month of Ramadan. We are fasting. We are praying at night. We're not allowed to speak anything but good. And what remains is to give, to feed others. Fourthly, both fasting and giving in sadaqah are means by which we can have our sins forgiven. And they are both means by which we can protect ourselves from the punishment of the hellfire. And so, when we combine these two, it's even greater in having our sins forgiven and being protected from the hellfire. Fifthly, our fasting, without a shadow of a doubt, will have deficiency. None of us can guarantee a perfect fast, but it is the perfect fast that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He rewards. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaban, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbih," that the one who fasts the month of Ramadan with iman and seeking the reward of Allah, then for him all of his previous sins will be forgiven. But for who is this? For the one who pays attention to his fast. He doesn't do what nullifies his fast. And so many of us, our fasting gets affected by not controlling our tongue, by not paying attention to our intention, and through other ways by which there are shortcomings in our fast. And so the one who gives in sadaqah, he makes up for that shortcoming. He makes up for that shortcoming in his fasting, which is why at the end of Ramadan, we give Zakatul Fitr to purify our fasting from the evil and the shortcoming that had entered them. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, remember that the month of Ramadan is a month of generosity. And so remember that your wealth is something that will eventually disappear. But what will remain is what you invest your wealth in. And that is giving your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Giving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ أَضْعَافًا كَثِيرًا. Who is the one who will lend to Allah a good loan, so that Allah will multiply it for him? When we go into a transaction with Allah, it is not getting something back equally, but rather, when we go into a transaction with Allah, we are getting something back multiplied many hundreds of times. When one of the companions heard this ayah, he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this was Abu Dahdah, radiyallahu anhu. He said, Ya Rasulullah, is it true that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to give Him subhanahu wa ta'ala a loan? How is that possible? And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. So Abu Dahdah said, Ya Rasulullah, open your hand. And he put his hands into his hands. And he said, Ya Rasulullah. Then the wall of Abu Dahdah, he had a wall behind which was a farm that had over 600 date palm trees. He said, Ya Rasulullah, my wall, meaning my farm, I have given it as a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was where he used to live with his family. When his wife found out, how did she react? She said, Ya Abu Dahdah, what you have done. You have given a good loan. You have given the best loan that anyone could give. And then it was this same Abu Dahdah who went and fought in the battle of Uhud. And he fought until he was killed. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going around visiting the dead in the battle of Uhud, praying for them, he came across the body of Abu Dahdah. And when he saw him, he knelt down and he said, "How many trees have you exchanged, Abu Dahdah, for the trees of Jannah?" And so what did he get in return? He gave up the trees of this dunya. He gave up dates. He gave up wealth in exchange for jannatin arduha as-samawati wal-ard, for a jannah who is a jannah which is as wide as the heavens and earth. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, this Ramadan is like no other Ramadan. It is a Ramadan in which our masajid have been closed and shut. And during the month of Ramadan, we used to give generously to these same masajid. And so now is the time to give that good loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in exchange for the forgiveness of Allah and everlasting life in Jannah. Give generously to your masjid. The avenues are open. We could give online. We could give at the comfort of our homes. And we could give without anyone knowing. And the best sadaqah is to give when no one else is aware. The best sadaqah is to give it concealed. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us our fasting and our qiyam and our sadaqat. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد ابن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم عجل بالفرج للمكروبين اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء اللهم ارفع عنا الوباء والغلاء والزلازل والمحن وسوء الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر الله يعلم ما A reminder for those who are watching from home to pray right now Salatul Dhuhr for rak'at and not to pray Salatul Jumu'ah. Jazakallah.